Listening practice 5. Two people are talking about how some of the goods sold in China are tampered with through the addition of other substances. Listen and match the photographs of the substances with the products. Write the appropriate letter in the blank beside each product. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
When you buy things from Shenzhen or other parts of China these days, you have to be careful because you may not get what you paid for.
Yes, the big shopping malls or chain stores are okay because you can trust them. But there are a lot of shopkeepers in Shenzhen or other parts of China who have made a small fortune from ripping people off. You know, I cracked my teeth once on some dried fruit from Shenzhen. There were small stones inside the bag.
Small stones? Why were they in the bag?
They were put in there to increase the weight.
Oh dear.
Another way of increasing the weight was to add water. I once bought a bag of flour from a local store. When I went home, I found that the bag was damp at the bottom. The flour at the bottom was wet. I couldn't use it.
I had a similar experience in Shanghai. I remember once buying a box of tea from an old lady in Shanghai. She was very nice, and she sold me a box of good quality tea for 150 renminbi. I thought it was a bargain. When I went home and opened the box, I found a small piece of cardboard inside the box. On top of the cardboard were tea leaves, but there was nothing underneath it. 90% of the box was empty.
Speaking of tea, my dad had a similarly unpleasant experience with tea in Shanghai. One time, he spent 3,000 renminbi on a bottle of whiskey, believing that it was a nice bottle of whiskey. And guess what? It turned out to be a bottle of cold tea.
And I'll never forget my mother's rage when she found out that the juicy watermelon she bought from the wet market in Shenzhen had been injected with red ink.
Red ink?
Yes. And luckily, we didn't eat that watermelon, or we would have got really sick.
You just have to be careful these days, and you must check your purchases before you leave the store.
Or buy them from somebody you know.
That is the end of listening practice 5. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.